Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the 33rd recording of the Degree of the Woman in the Religion of Islam. And we're on page 165. We're in the middle of a series of questions and answers on women and families and marriages. So let's begin with the Fatiha and then we'll dive into some of the reading. There's really only 20 more pages, 25 more pages left, so we may just do a little less than 40 recordings, I think. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. A student writes, "Your letter from your Holy Heart arrived today, and we were so happy to receive it. Your message in it for my beloved and I to live in the world of the unity and not to care and to see Allah and to be earth for each other was very deep and came in the perfect time. I am not always, Sidi, in this station of seeing only the unity, nor of seeing Allah in every face and being earth for my beloved. But I pray that he may put me in that station, and I ask him to return me. I do, though, feel the nearness of Allah, and I am aware of his loving face, and I see the work of his hand and what is around me. Sidi, with my beloved, sometimes a veil comes between us, and we become two separate entities acting each in our own way, and not really hearing each other. I try to tell her sometimes that the prayer can help with this, because it unites one with Allah, who is the unity beyond all separation, and I know this to be true. But I also know that I too deny Allah in other ways because I get caught in the world of differences, and I do not always see the unity or give the love. It is as if I am in a station of seeing and not seeing, giving and not giving, loving and not loving, knowing and not knowing, affirming and denying. If I look with the eye of the truth, I see that all is certain, one, whole, true, real, eternal, and yet I do not see this all the time. When the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, said that marriage is half of the deen, this was wisdom and the truth, deep truth." Sidi answers, "You are always with me, and I know what you need. For that my praying is for your heart and for your soul. From my heart to my beloved God who loves you, I ask him to keep you with the complete knowing and the strong way like what he wants, and to see you as he wants, and not more than what you can contain. I'm sure he is the merciful, and he loves you. And for that, continue walking, and don't worry about what you see. I know that you can contain your father, and you are real earth. For that, you can contain your beloved, and you can give her everything that she needs. You are everything for her. You are father and brother, and the real beloved for her. For that, she needs all of your love. From your water, you can give her the real life. Really, she is a holy beloved, and she has all the beauty in her heart and in her soul. And I know that she loves you like she loves her father and she loves God. For that, God doesn't leave her. He helps her. She is the real garden for your spirit. For that, with the real patience, everything can reach you and you can feed her." Student asks, "Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Sidi, this one writes to you since many weeks have passed, but in all that time you have not left me and I have not left you. If it may please Allah, this bond does not fail and the student always holds on to the master's hand. These weeks have contained much walking in the course of this questions, and Jalal as well as Jamal, praise be to Allah, he is the perfect guide and watcher over us." I think that both my beloved and I fail to see our marriage completely sometimes. It's a holy marriage, and I accept this, but I feel that we do not always succeed in realizing this. We do not perceive Islam in the same way, and I feel this may be some of the cause. I know that you see our marriage in the perfect way and wonder if, as our father, you can offer us any advice. Please excuse me for asking this, because I know that you always offer us good counsel, and I know that Allah makes everything perfect. See the answers. My holy beloved, who I love and who I give the real meaning and the real teaching from my heart to show him from the first moment, when Allah brought him to me, that God accepts him, and he changed you to be around his table. He feeds you from his real food, and though through the teaching from God, which he gives you, to walk through what he wants, and you will. Follow everything that Allah gives through his love and through his knowing. If God sends through the heart of your father to give you his gift and to put you with your beloved wife in the complete marriage through his order, and his order is from the real Islam, I'm sure if anyone walks and he continues, he finds this marriage perfect. God wants from us to keep the life of the beloveds always in the complete marriage, and not to stop with any veils or with any pictures. I'm sure that Allah is the wise when he made the holy marriage between you and between your beloved. Then he looked very deeply for you both through his order. For that, keep your love. Open the door of your heart of your beloved with this holy love, because your love is exactly the real rain for the earth of her heart. She wants to live always with this love in her earth every moment. For that, she is crying for your love like you were crying for her love. My holy son, I know you are full of the love, and she also, and she wants to see your rain always coming to her heart like the water when it comes to the plant. Allah cares, but he wants everyone to be very careful, meaning to give his love for your beloved in his perfect way, and this is what Allah shows me. I know you are the ocean, and this ocean is light, and you are the real garden. Thank God, because he gives you this holy beloved, and she is like the child who is crying more and more to keep herself in the deep marriage, as you ask. Yes, my beloved, I'm sure you carry all that I say, and you are the wine, and you are the love and the mercy. For that, be patient until you see what you want from his love, because the love that you have, as she has, is the love of Allah, and it is very deep and holy. It's very special, and it guides you always to be in the world of the unity. My holy daughter has very holy qualities. For that, she is crying through these qualities for your real milk to keep herself in the deep life. When she sees you are the person who carries the reality of Allah and can contain anyone outside, but always, as is your case, you live for him and he lives for you. He wants you to help her in the soft way. Be very patient, and then you will see that she gives more, and she will make the real sacrifice for your love. What can I say? I pray from my heart for her and for you, and I ask my beloved God to keep you with her and with your children, always between his arms, until when you see the marriage that Allah wants and makes, and he sends his water to this holy tree, and she gives fruit for you and for her through each other. Yes, my beloved, I want you to give more, to live more in his real life. I am sure that God helps you and your beloved to follow the holy teachings and to remember his name in his perfect way. This is what I see, and for that I pray, my holy son. Student asks, I am beginning to see something as I write this, that I am still seeing everything on the surface of my husband, the personality, the talents, the surface things. But these are the ego, the nafs. Even the hardness and stubbornness in the heart is shallow in a way. I am not containing him when I am only taking them in at the level, at that level, and judging and admiring at that level. Sidi, I don't know anything about loving people. My husband, whom I love, I don't know how to love. I see as I write this that I must really be doing this to everyone and to God, making a difference between the dark and the light, preferring one, judging the other. I don't know how to love God. I do know he loves me out of his great mercy and compassion, but I don't really know how to love him unconditionally in everyone. That must be why the loving I have been doing can come and go. Is it not constant because it depends on the surface being a certain way? I need to be at my own work within myself and let everyone else work with what he has for them. Does that sound right, CD? CD answers. It's very important, my beloved daughter, to be very careful not to drink from any water because you have the clean water through the teachings which God gave you when you were with me on the holy mountain in the holy city. And he cleaned you from everything you had before until he made you ready to be the real bride for your beloved, who knows how he takes from your love as your father wants from you. I want from my beloved daughter not to throw her love like the people want from her, but to give her love to the beloveds as God wants. In that way you can see the tree of your love growing until when it comes to be completely ripe. Then you begin to send the fragrance of your love to every heart that wants it. Be patient and give the beloved space time after time with what you give and keep the strength which you have between you and him every time you are with him. If you continue and you trust God and you surrender and you leave the strength between you and him in the perfect way as God wants, I am sure you will see that he opens his heart and begins the search for a moment to meet you and to hear your voice in the real place where God wants him to be. Do not sell your home, but visit your husband time after time and give him the chance to visit you and his children. Keep the door of the love open for him. I am sure if you open your heart for him completely and you do not give any space for anybody else, only for him, and you open all the doors for him, then you will see the answer full of the beauty from him. Like what you give, you take. This is what Allah shows me. But be careful not to throw yourself between his arms, but be earth and know how to give as God wants. Then I'm sure he will see the real love from you and he will leave everything you fought and follow you. Don't look at the past. Be the daughter of your moment. Then you will see that God gives you a new creation and you will see that your husband will throw himself between your arms. When you see that, keep the door open. A student asks, it's very beautiful to be back in England and to drink the real love and the knowing from the hearts of my beloved brothers and sisters. And I wish that all the people could know this life. Surely it would be a different world, a world of children full of all of his holy qualities. Now that I am back here, beloved Sidi, I see all the special reasons to live in this garden with my brothers and sisters. Yet, beloved Father, it does not feel like my beloved and I are one family because we are separated a great deal. Often I feel that this is not good, but Allah knows, and you could tell me, Sidi, if this is right or not. Every year, we are separated for about 4 months. The walking so often strong for his beloveds, stronger than for another who does not want to know Allah. The world is completely all a test, and beloved, I feel myself being tested on every side. It is difficult to remain clear and to see that I am doing what Allah wants. Beloved Father, you are the guide, and I ask for your guidance to make my life pleasing to Allah. It does not seem so right now. Now, after this visit to my beloved's parents, I see that they ask with more politeness in their hearts that we could live closer to them. But I do not see how important this is, my beloved Father, because in this 1 week it was possible for the mother of my beloved to drink more from us in 1 week than she had before in 3 years when we were near her. The hearts of my beloved parents are very beautiful and pure, and for that reason one does not like to break their hearts, but the beauty and the strength of the place where they live is a strong illusion. I ask Allah to forgive me that this is a strong picture for me, that when I look at this picture, I see many dark things about myself. And all this is reflected back in the mirror of those around me because they do not want to understand my life with Allah in my way. so it is difficult to live near them. But of course, if Allah sent His order for this, then I know that He would make it very easy and special. So I continue, beloved Sidi, only as I know how to continue. Yet my heart weeps to have space to live in the quiet way for my beloveds. Our life is full of struggle and tiredness. Sidi says, my beloved and my soul who contains me, and she carries the cup of my wine and the cup of my knowing, I am sure that you contain your father and whoever contains her father. This means that she contains her beloved and she can give him everything, as Allah wants her to give. I am sure you will. It is from the deep mercy for every beloved to carry the love and to give it to everyone who lives with him or with her, and to be earth for the seed of Allah. For that, your beloved God looked at your heart and he chose for you a real beloved and he gave him to you completely. He is a real child. For that, he always needs your milk and he couldn't live without your milk because you are his real mum and real sister and real beloved. How can he grow up and how can the tree of the love grow between the two beloveds if one lives in one place and another lives in another place? And you know, my beloved, that our way guides the beloved to live in the world of the unity and to be with your beloved body and heart and soul. Yes, this means that your father who loves you says to you from his heart, you have the real home and your home is inside the heart of your beloved. And also your heart is the real home for him. For that, wherever you are, you can look inside the heart of your beloved and you can see the real home for you. For that, he is the real garden and God wants you to be always in this garden, to take everything from God to God and to live for God through the heart of your beloved who loves you and prays inside your soul. I'm sure that you understand my word, my beloved. Your father who loves you always likes to see you in the deep happiness and to swim in the ocean with the complete freedom and to change everything of this material world to be for your beloved God, meaning to see me in every face. Love me in any case, in any time, because I do not leave you for a moment. This is a very deep station for you, my beloved. Don't worry about anything. Don't put your heart in any sadness or in any suffering, because if you are with me and you listen to my voice, I am sure that you will find only love and only peace. All that I want from my beloved is to continue walking and to take everything as Allah wants from her and to follow his order without why and without what, because he knows what you want and he knows why he sent you and why he put you where he likes. The beloved of Allah is always between the hands of his beloved God. Because of that, he doesn't care and he trusts him and he surrenders completely for him. And Allah knows the best. I know that you are very careful about your beloved and I know that you contain him and you love him. And you are very careful about your children and for that, don't worry about anyone. I care about everyone and everyone lives inside me. Allah will help you to find for you and for your beloved soon, inshallah, the home that he has gathered for you and for your beloveds. Everything is from Allah and for Allah. I want you to be patient and to be always strong until I see you again. Alhamdulillah, that brings us to the bottom of page 171 and the next section of questions is questions and answers regarding the station of awaiting the birth of a child, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.